Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Coughlin, and here's what's happening. A group of students at Swarthmore College are camping out in the middle of campus as part of a pro-Palestinian protest, like the ones that have taken over Columbia, Yale, and schools in Texas and California. KYW's Connor Barkon has more from Delaware County.
Students sleeping in about 20 tents set up in a campus courtyard are demanding Swarthmore cut ties with Israel and divest from businesses aiding the war between Israel and Hamas.
It must make its investment portfolio public so that we can hold it accountable.
Dart is one of the demonstrators and says students want to show support for citizens of Gaza and solidarity with other college protesters.
A lot of people have seen the encampments throughout colleges in the States, and I think seeing them as a beacon of hope in a way that's really empowering.
Dart says organizers are making arrangements in case the police are called and protesters are arrested, but this protest seems to be much calmer than ones we've seen at Columbia University and other schools. A Princeton professor posted on social media two students were arrested at that school, evicted, and permanently barred from campus because the school deemed the encampment unsafe. A representative from Swarthmore College says it's exploring realistic ways to bring the demonstration to a peaceful conclusion. At Swarthmore College, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia City Council approved eight of Mayor Sherelle Parker's school board nominees today, but council leaders say they would not consider the ninth nominee. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the mayor is not backing down either.
Council President Kenyatta Johnson and Education Committee Chair Isaiah Thomas refused to say why they will not consider Joyce Wilkerson's nomination to continue her role as a member of the school board. Wilkerson served on the School Reform Commission and was president of the board when local control was restored. She was targeted by charter school advocates who claimed she did not renew enough charters, but Johnson wouldn't say if that's what disqualified her in council's eyes. Repeatedly asked why she would not be considered, he repeated the same non-answer.
Again, right now, she doesn't have the support of my colleagues, and so we will continue having conversations with the administration, and we'll go from there.
But a statement from Mayor Sherelle Parker seems to leave little room for conversation. I continue to support my entire slate of nine nominees, including Joyce Wilkerson, it says. I selected nominees who wholeheartedly share my vision for public education in our city. The charter has always given the mayor the power to appoint the school board. Council's power to vote on the choices was recently added, but until now has been a formality. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Three adults and a pregnant teenager were killed in yesterday's fiery crash on Route 322 in Boothwyn, Delaware County. Authorities say it happened as police pursued their vehicle in connection with retail thefts at a Concord Township shopping center. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
State police say around 1:30 Wednesday afternoon, troopers were patrolling Britton Lake Shopping Center in Concord Township due to recent retail thefts. Officials say troopers observed a suspicious Ford Taurus with seven people inside. It was determined the vehicle had a tinted front windshield, an expired inspection sticker, and a Delaware temporary paper registration that was obscured by a tinted license plate cover. State police say when the Taurus approached the intersection of Britton Lake Road and Mill Road in Thornbury Township, a traffic stop was attempted by troopers, and that's when the Taurus took off. There was a seven-mile high-speed pursuit lasting approximately 5 minutes. According to authorities, the driver of the Taurus lost control along a stretch of 322 in Boothwyn and struck a concrete bridge embankment. The Ford Taurus caught on fire. Troopers on scene attempted to remove passengers from the vehicle while extinguishing the fire. Four of the seven people in the vehicle were killed, two men and a woman in their 20s, as well as a 17-year-old who was pregnant. She's being identified as Tijana Motley of Philadelphia. Attempts to save her unborn child were unsuccessful. The driver of the vehicle, 20-year-old Isaiah Miller of Philadelphia, was among the four people who were killed. The other three occupants of the vehicle, two adults and a 16-year-old girl, were taken to area hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Philadelphia 76ers pulled off their first win in the series against the New York Knicks, a close game where they pulled and stayed ahead in the third quarter, as KYW's Nina Baratti tells us, much to the delight of fans.
There was a lot of pressure for Game 3 after the Philadelphia 76ers lost their first two games in New York against the Knicks. Fans especially went into Thursday's game feeling the pressure.
We're going to do it. We have to do it.
Superfan John Ruggiano, originally from South Philly, says he's been rooting for the Sixers since he was 13. The team means absolutely everything to him, and he showed it at the game wearing fan gear literally from head to toe.
I mean, I got logos on my back. I got championship rings. I got everything. I mean, I'm the ultimate fan. I mean, my license tags on my car, Sixers, everything. So my whole life is them. I die if they lose.
The Sixers were greeted in South Philly to an arena of incredibly loud fans who helped drown out the cheers of the Knicks fans that made the drive for the game. With a final score of 125-114, fans like Arnold Payne have confidence the Sixers can advance in the playoffs.
Right team, right city, right time.
At the Wells Fargo Center, Nina Baratti, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Matt Coughlin. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.